Well, he truly is alive. You know, there's a lot of power that had to take place. Betty, can you bring up that grave, that tomb? And you just leave it up the whole time. In Israel, they still do a lot of this in Israel. And what's neat about this tomb, and I'll tell you a little bit later about it, we don't know if that's the actual tomb or not, but that was the custom when Jesus was here on earth, that they would hone out a cave-like, and they would put the body in there, and then they'd take that stone and roll it across so people couldn't get in to mess with it or steal whatever. So Jesus rose up with power. And that stone got rolled away. Now, all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, record what we call the resurrection story. Little different perspective. Each Gospel's got their own little thing because it's just like us. If you and I would be eyewitness to something, and then we go and tell what we saw, you might tell it just a wee bit different than what I did, but we saw the same thing. So in Mark's Gospel, it records the resurrection story. I shared it this morning at the sunrise out of Matthew's Gospel. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The next evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on a Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb. And on the way, they were discussing who would roll away the stone from the entrance to the tomb so they could go in and anoint the body. But when they arrived, I like the buts in Scripture, the buts and the ifs, but when they arrived, they looked up and they saw that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb, and there on the right sat a young man clothed in a white robe. The women were startled, but the angel said to them, "Do not be surprised. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and give this message to the disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee, and you will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. To the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word.